Nice to have you back this week for more laughs from the Vault of Silliness. Today we will feature a dumb birthday game from July 19th, 1993, the title of which is Only Three Because of Sleep. And here are your three players. Carrie from East Bridgewater by way of Indiana. I'm producing and playing in studio. And Paul Brennan in traffic. That's it. But we do have some fun. The birthdays. Eli Natasi. Rosie Greer, George McGovern, Vicky Carr, Sue Thompson, and George Hamilton IV. We also get an event that closes out the game. What year were the Boston Braves known as the Miracle Team and then went on to win the World Series? Additional fodder. Norm's sewing my name into my undershorts while I'm actually wearing them. Safety pinning mittens. Not knowing what you're talking about. Words of wisdom from Norm. Spraying menthol gold bond on your pulse points before a date. Coquettish dimples. 55. That's the limit! Being forever immortalized in a big lump of bronze with a picture of your face just taped on it. The Teen Commandments. The sleazy Iron Curtain Disco in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. Getting the Point, and The Romance of Steel Ingots, an industrial film. Post-dumb birthday game, Norm reads a list of the 10 top movies, Lollapalooza in Rhode Island, and Nose Piercings. We also take a call, Frank in New Hampshire talking about The Big Broadcast, an old-time radio recreation play covering the World War II years with big band music being performed in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And lastly, some commercial content. Marazine, Baby Gold Bond, Ovaltine, and Michael Bissonette with the Voice Power Technology VCR Voice Programmer Remote, which fades out at the end, but you get the idea. Episode 146, Only Three Because of Sleep, dreams its way to your ears now.
And what a lovely panel we have, including the very lovely Carrie down there in East Bridgewater. Is this your last night in East Bridgewater before you get back to school?
Not before I go back to school, before I go back to Indiana.
Oh, back to Indiana.
Yeah, school starts August 26th.
Oh, you go back August 26th?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know why I get the idea that you're going back sooner. Oh, you.
But she goes back on Wednesday.
Oh, you go back to Indiana on Wednesday?
Yeah, Wednesday morning.
Oh, I don't know. That's what I was thinking of. But back to school on the 26th.
Yep.
Okay. Remind me to pack your little lunch and stuff, and I want to, and I'll sew your name into to your shirts and jerseys and your sweatpants and stuff.
Don't forget to pin the mittens for the winter.
I will pin the mittens on. That's right too. I will, and I'll buy you new. I know you're going to be thrilled with this. I'm going to buy a new pair of sneakers.
Wow! All right.
So you can go out and play with the other kids.
Okay.
Okay. Well, it's nice to have you with us playing the game along with Tony Nesbitt. Hello.
Good to be here.
Oh, me?
Yo, hello to you,
hi.
Tony.
Yeah. For some reason, I saw you hit the screen, and I thought I was on there for a second.
Saw me hit the screen. I don't think that makes any sense to
anyone else. Yeah. I know.
Nobody knows what you're saying.
I'm tired.
Yeah. We have a movie theater here is what he's talking about, and we just finished with a March of Times film, and what I do is I have to hit the screen in order to stop the projectionist from showing the Bowery Boys film.
Talk about not people knowing what you're talking about.
Talk about that. They don't know what you're talking about. People you're talking about, people don't know what you're talking about.
What are you talking about?
I don't know what I'm talking about. Hey, Paul Brennan is with us, too, the WBZ Ace 24-Hour Traffic Network person.
I am here. I have my tall glass of Ovaltine. I've put my gold bond powder on those itchy spots, and I'm ready to play the game.
You're a wonderful person. I hope you never fall into the trap that Jerry Brennan... No, not
Gerald Barnett.
Gerald Brennan. Yeah. Barnett. Gerald Barnett.
Jerry Brennan, Paul's brother.
No, Gerald, that's right.
Thighs.
Barnett. He has the itchy thighs, yeah.
No, I'm all set.
Well, that's really, I'd say it's better to have itchy thighs than to have no thighs at all.
and would you care to share with us, Paul, where those itchy spots are?
No, that's okay, between myself and my powder. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. My itchy spots are just between me and my God. Thank you. Okay, you all set, Carrie?
Yep.
Because I'm going to throw the first one out at you, and it's a tennis player. from Bucharest, Romania. The first player from an Iron Curtain country to win the U.S. Open. And his name, ladies and gentlemen, just handed me, is Ely Nastasi. Ely Nastasi. How old do you think Ely Nastasi is? Do you have any idea, Kerry?
When did he win it?
When did he win it? I do not have that information. I don't know. I do not know.
Jeez.
31.
He's 31, says Kerry. Okay, and what does Tony, what does little Tony say?
26.
26. Okay, and DePaul?
Right. This was. I think this goes back a few years. I think he's older than that. I'm going to say like 43.
43?
See, I thought I heard his name very recently.
Yes, his name was bandied around recently. It's
saying
true.
He retired, didn't it? Yeah,
it said he's an old man now.
Oh, no.
No, actually, he's 47.
Oh, God.
Yeah, 47.
That's embarrassing.
So Paul, who said 43, is the closest.
He had that snack. He's got an advantage.
I told you. It filled me full of energy.
And, of course, the gold bond does that anyway.
Yeah. It's the menthol, yeah. I believe.
Whenever I feel down in the dumps, I just spray myself with gold bond. Yeah. And before every date.
Of course.
Oh, you'd be surprised how women just fall crazy for you.
Can't be itchy on a date. Yeah. No. That's embarrassing.
Oh. I go for a man who uses gold bond. They all sing that. A
little right here on the pulse points. That's what you do.
A little behind the ear, a little bit on the lobe, on the elbows.
And a little baby gold bond on the bottom, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Right in the navel. Drop a little bit in the navel. Fill up that hole there with gold bond. Anyway, Rosie Grier was also born on July 19th. Rosie Grier, the football player, former football player, born Roosevelt Grier, which is not too far from his name. He's an actor, does a lot of acting now, as actors very often do, or I guess some don't at all. But anyway, born in Georgia. He was also the man who was with Robert Kennedy the night that Kennedy was assassinated. That's Remember, right. California? That was, I'll give you a date for that, so maybe that'll help you hone in on his age. That was in 1948 when Robert Kennedy was killed.
48, really?
1948.
I'm sorry, 1968. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm glad you.
Would you like to give us a little help on that again?
Yeah. 1968. Okay, let's start with you, Paul. How old do you think Rosie Grier is today?
Let me think for a moment. I will say 52.
52. Okay, and Tony?
54.
54, says Tony. And the very lovely Carrie says?
I'll just say 50.
How much?
50.
Okay. How's your dad and your friend and all, and people we got to see the other day?
They're good. Oh, that's working right now.
He's working right now?
Yeah, he works for the Boston Globe.
Oh, that's right, son. He works on the all-night shift.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's a decent guy.
Does he listen when he's there? Oh, can't he?
No, you can't listen when you're at the Globe. No.
Well, is that a rule?
Yes, there's a rule. They're very strict.
I don't know if he was a pressman and he couldn't hear it anyway. Or
I forgot. What does he do at the Globe?
He just delivers. He delivers papers.
Well, same as us. We deliver,
that's
too.
That's what some of the ladies were saying.
Yeah, we deliver. Oh, yes. Anyway, Rosie Grier is 61. And so Tony, who said 54.
7 years off.
But the closest. None of you have been terribly close on any of these, although Paul was only 4 years off with Ely Nastasi. Ely Nastasi. Speaking of 1968, no, this doesn't make any sense because George McGovern didn't run that year. That was Gene McCarthy.
So never mind speaking of 1968.
Yeah, forget what I just said. George McGovern ran for president later on. He was, of course, senator from North Dakota. Let me see what else I can tell you about George McGovern. Let's see. Hold on here now. South Dakota, right? He's from South Dakota. Avon, South Dakota. Democratic senator from South Dakota. Was one. He lost the presidential election in a landslide to Richard Nixon in 1972. So let's start with you, Tony. How old do you think George McGovern is on this very day?
71.
Okay. And Paul?
79.
And Carrie?
I'll say 82.
80, you'll say. She says in such a cute voice, doesn't she? Say that again. Say it once more. Would you do that, Carrie?
82.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah. There were supposed to be some more people playing this game, but
no,
they're asleep.
No, this is just the right. Well, we're not terribly wide awake ourselves.
That's true.
But this is just the right number. Three is a good number.
Yeah.
Three is a lucky number.
Her friend
number.
Was supposed to play, but she's asleep.
She's
Can you believe
asleep?
That? Yeah.
Asleep at.
Well, Kathy isn't. No, remember Kathy?
Yeah.
Yeah, the shy one. She's awake, but she's too shy.
Oh, she's shy. Yeah. I can't imagine anybody being asleep at 23 minutes after 3 o'clock.
I don't understand it.
I can't figure that one out.
No.
Okay, now you're wondering how old is George McGovern, who came the closest?
I did.
Tony hit it right on the butt.
I knew
Whoa.
That.
Did you know that? Did you know he was 71?
Yeah.
You knew he was
71. I voted for him.
Because I voted for him. Did you? You know, you weren't voting then. You haven't even started the vote yet for anybody. That's right. You're only 7 years old.
How can you vote for anybody? I'm only 17. Right. I can't vote yet.
That's right. That's why I keep spending all my time sewing your name into your undershorts. Oh, what a miserable thought that is.
Vicky. It is, considering that you keep sewing it when I'm wearing them.
Yeah. Well, you only have the one pair.
Hey, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but it sounds like Carrie is carrying on her own show there. She stopped listening to us a while ago.
She's in a huddle. She's just got a birthday huddle there.
That's right. Are you asking somebody else for their suggestions? Is that the idea, Carrie, or are you just kind of bored and talking?
Yeah, not doing too good.
Okay. Vicky Card. You know Vicky Card, the singer? Very good singer. She was born Florencia Vicenta de Casellas Martinez Cardona.
Wow.
That's true. That was her original name.
I think she won the U.S. Open one time.
She's from El Paso, Texas. Her biggest hit, It Must Be Him. Beautiful song. She did
it. She's
a great singer. In 1967, by the way, is when she did that. Yeah, I can sing that for you, sure. But maybe later.
Okay.
It Must Be Him. 1967, Vicky Carr. Okay, let's start with you, Carrie. What do you think?
56.
Okay.
I have no idea.
She even says, I have no idea, in such a cute way. Tony, what do you say?
I have no idea.
That is cute.
Was that cute?
That wasn't so cute. I thought that was gross.
I thought I'd try.
Yeah.
49.
Okay. I like the way you put your index fingers in your cheek like you were making dimples.
Like that?
Trying to look so cute, yeah.
I don't know.
I thought that looked nauseating.
Tilt my head to the side a little bit.
That was really nice. Kind of at a coquettish angle. An attempt at cuteness. Anyway, what do you say, Paul?
55.
55.
That's the limit.
Okay.
It's funny that I still laugh at those things, too.
Isn't it? It's funny I still say them. That's why. Yeah. I guess.
I think it's a nervous reaction, both of you. I think you're both suffering from some emotional distress. Paul Brennan actually is the closest.
Ooh.
He said 55. He's just slightly closer than you, Carrie. You said 56. Vicky has 52.
Mm-hmm.
So Paul was just 3 years off.
So
you were only
I.
4 years off.
Hey, so was
wait,
I.
Wait a minute. That's right. You were the other side. 49. That's right. You were a winner
completely.
Also.
Just because of my bad joke, you don't have to forget about me.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was just. Yeah. Well, you were very, very. You were all very close. But that's right. Tony and Paul came the closest. I was just. I guess I was trying to ignore your cuteness. So,
yeah.
But Tony, that's why. Anyway,
it took you by surprise. That's why you didn't expect me to be so. Just so darn cute, and I am, and kind of got you all flustered.
How about
what's the score? What's the score?
Oh, the score. You know what the score is.
No, I'm not sure. Is
okay.
It 2-0?
You have 3.
I have 3. See,
you
I
have 3, and Paul has 2.
Okay. I have nothing.
And Carrie has no.
Oh,
don't
no,
say
no.
Don't say have nothing. Don't say you have a lot more than these two guys. Oh, sure, it may not show up in a score, sure, but what does that mean, huh? 10 years from now. 10 years from now, they won't remember a thing that happened tonight with these guys, but they'll be saluting you. And there'll be a bronze statue going up all over Indiana. with your picture on it or something. Whatever they
it's
going to
be a bronze statue. They just put a picture on it. It won't even be a statue of it.
No, it'll just be a big lump of bronze. And they'll paste this picture on it.
Quite a tribute.
Yeah, it will be a wonderful tribute. Oh, golly, Jesus. I think if we let ourselves go, we could be relaxed and silly. Okay, how about...
Who is that?
Who's that?
Is that Tony?
Tony is losing it, yeah.
Yes. Yeah,
I really am. I'm trying to get a little misty-eyed.
Sue Thompson. I'm
thinking about the dedication of that statue.
Yeah. Do you remember Sue Thompson? She did her biggest record was in 1961. It was called...
It was before my time.
Oh, sure. Sorry, 1961, no, the record was Norman. Ooh, Norman. Remember that one?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. She dedicated that to the guy who wrote the book on the golden age of radio, Norman Finkelstein. All these years, I thought it was for me. Wasn't at all. That's Sue Thompson. I suppose if I told you her real name, that wouldn't help, would it? Eva Sue McKee.
Oh, sure.
Remember her from Nevada, Missouri?
Yep, we grew up together.
Yeah, that's right.
Voted for McGovern together.
That's right, yeah.
That's right.
Sue Thompson. She changed her name to Sue. Maybe she married a guy named Thompson.
Maybe she married a boy named Sue.
A boy named Sue, that's right, yeah. Now she's got a lot of cash. Hold me down. I'm just flying.
Boy.
Okay, Paul.
As that guy said before, you're on tonight, Norm.
Oh, man, I'm on.
The last few weeks, it's been dull, boring.
Oh, boy, I've been wretched.
Yeah.
But tonight, I'm really swinging.
What a way to kick off the week. I can't wait to tune in tomorrow and hear you say we got a lot of open lines.
Yeah. In fact, we got more open lines than we got phone lines coming in. In fact, a lot of people, well, never mind. Anyway, Sue Thompson, did we start with you last time, Paul? No, we did not. So we'll start with you this time.
All right. You said that her hit song was in 1961.
1961 is correct.
I'll say she's 66.
66. Okay. And how old would you say she is, Carrie?
61.
61, you think. Okay. And what would you say, Tony?
It's kind of a cutesy hit. Or was it like a...
Norman? Norman was kind of a novelty. It was Norman. Norman.
So it's kind of a novelty.
Yeah, kind of a... It was novelty.
It was kind of a cutesy thing.
Kind of a cutesy thing, yeah. They go the index fingers and the cheeks again. Making little circles of dimples.
61.
61, you say. Same as...
No. I'm going by the date of the song. I'm trying to figure this out.
I see.
I figure she must have been about... Okay.
That would have been a 32 years ago, if you want to figure that on that basis.
59. That was my original answer.
59. Okay. Sue Thompson, today, July 19th, is 67.
Oh.
Ooh. Yeah,
67. She's the same age as a good-looking guy I know from Middleton.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul Brennan said 66, and it was just 1 year off, and so Paul now has 3 correct answers, same as you, Tony. He's right there, running neck and neck.
I'm willing to donate one to Carrie if.
Well, we'll see how you do on this one.
Okay. If I have some extra at the end, if I can win by at least 2,
then one goes to Carrie.
Sure.
Okay. George Hamilton IV, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, biggest hit, A Rose and a Baby Ruth. He recorded in 1956. He also recorded a song with Paul Anka and Johnny Nash called the Teen Commandments. This is described here as a sort of a Boy Scout oath for teens. That was done in 1958.
I've got a copy of that somewhere at home.
Yeah.
Not the song, just a listing of the Teen Commandments. I'm assuming it's the same as the song.
Teen Commandments.
Yeah,
I've got that, and I've got A Rose and a Baby Ruth, because George Hamilton IV is one of
my
favorites.
That's what I brought on my first date with them.
Yeah.
My very first date.
I bought that his record and also a Billie Holiday record. First records I ever bought.
Yeah.
Yeah. George was the first country and western artist to perform Behind the Iron Curtain. Not the Iron Curtain.
I don't remember that song. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
No, it's not the Iron Curtain you're thinking of. It wasn't like a lot of people think that's the Russian thing.
Yeah.
No, no. The Iron Curtain was the name of a kind of a sleazy spot, a disco spot, just outside of Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. He was the first to perform there. Then they went out of business, and nobody else performed there since. So,
and I have a feeling no one else will be performing here since.
No, nobody else will
if anyone gets wind of the show.
Nobody else will say a word about anything. George Hamilton the Fourth, Carrie, what do you think?
Aw.
That's so sad the way she did it.
No,
70, no.
Oh, sure.
All right.
Oh, don't say sure. Don't quote.
Because I have no idea.
73.
How much?
I don't know. 73. I'm going to be way off.
Okay. Okay. Tony, what do you say?
You know what?
Yeah?
73.
So you're going to say the same thing. You're sticking right with
sure.
The pretty lady.
Sure.
Okay. And Paul, what do you say?
Well, I'm no dope. I'll say 73.
Well, that you all win then.
Yeah!
What?
Well, I mean, because you're all even.
Why did they pick me?
Well, because they wanted you to win, Carrie. I think that was the whole thing.
Was a very noble move.
That was really lovely, and you were all about 17 years off. Because he's accidentally 56.
Wow.
Wow, okay.
56 years of age.
Hey, but, you know, we got a point.
You and Paul still tied now with 4-piece.
Why not?
And Carrie's there up on the scoreboard.
Carrie tempted us with her charms. We fell right into it. But
that's right.
We got a point out of it anyway.
Mm-hmm. She got a point, and you got and you got points too.
Yeah, I get the point.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. Now what's that?
I said thank you.
Oh, I'm gonna give you now an event.
Oh God, here we go.
Okay, the Boston Braves were in last place in baseball's National League. In this year, but soon became known as the Miracle Team because they started winning almost every game they played, starting with the game on July 19th of that year.
Hmm.
They started winning almost every game they played and ended up winning both a pennant, and then they went on and won the World Series.
No kidding.
Wow. Yep.
Boston Braves. What
year? Do you
year?
Remember that time?
Oh, do I remember that time like it was yesterday?
Yeah.
No, it couldn't have been yesterday, because yesterday they were in Atlanta, as I recall. What year was that the Braves started that win streak after being in last place and known as the Miracle Team?
How many games did they play back then?
They played 156, I think, something like that. What are they playing
162?
Now?
162?
No. Yeah, 162.
They only added, in all this time, they only added 6 games? To the schedule, they added about 115 teams in 6 games.
Well, they play playoffs and everything now that add more to it. But on regular season games, I think it was 156
really?
Games. Yeah,
they played that long.
There were 8 teams in each league, just 16 teams in all.
Hmm.
Wow. Yeah, and I believe it was 156 games was the total schedule. That's what I as I recall. Okay,
and they complain about the season being so long now. It's only 6 more games.
Well, but it's that
and
plus,
more teams.
Well, plus there's playoffs in each for each the division title,
yeah.
For the pennant for each, and then they go on to the World Series.
Yeah.
At that time, after 156 games, you only went into the World Series. You didn't play the playoffs. And so they started probably about a week and a half later than they do now.
Mm-hmm.
And ended about the same time.
Yeah. Okay.
I hope that answers any further questions from you guys back there in the back row of the teen canteen.
No.
Okay, what year was that anyway, the Boston Braves won that pennant and the World Series? Tony?
Oh, I knew you were going to start with me.
Yeah. Don't start with me. I don't want you to start. Don't start.
Can you give me a little bit of a hint? I'll ask you this. When did they leave Boston?
When did they leave? They left here to go to Milwaukee. What year?
Yeah.
I don't know how long they've been out of Boston. Maybe I really don't know. 15, 20 years ago? I really don't know. I don't know.
I don't know.
We had the Braves in the '60s. We still had the Braves.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
I think
they were in Milwaukee, but then they've been in Atlanta forever. It seems.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been out of here for a while.
I don't know, 49.
1949 is the year you say.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's got this grin on his face like, boy, you don't know what you're talking about.
I wouldn't have known the answer to this myself, but and I know how you look up to me as one of the great intellects. And I don't even know. Let's see, Paul, what do you...
I just thought I looked up to you because you were taller than I was. That's why.
Well, I'm taller than anybody. except my mother, because she was all of 5 feet two.
Mm-hmm.
Paul, what do you say?
1911.
A little disparity here.
Were they playing baseball back then in 1911?
Sure they were. Oh, yeah, sure. They've been playing baseball since the dark ages.
That's right.
They used
that's
clubs and stones.
That's right.
And there were no lights. No lights. That's why they called it the Dark Ages. They played night games, but nobody had invented the bulb then.
All games were night games.
Yeah, they were night games. Right. People said, hey, look, I don't care whether lights or no lights. The fact is that people come out at night when they're through work. We don't get crowds during the day.
That's right.
So we'll play at night.
But the funny thing is, the day was night because it was the Dark Ages.
That's right.
It was
that's
always like...
Yeah, and we've beaten that horse to death.
Yeah.
I remember going to school when
You know why we're beating them to death? It's a dark horse, that's why. I'm sorry.
Okay. And, Carrie, what do you think? What year was that the Braves came from behind in last place and won the World Series?
Since Tony stuck with me, I'll say
49. Yeah, 49.
Something's sweet. Brewing here. Yeah, no, maybe you and I should just leave these two alone.
I think so.
Oh, Lord. That wasn't quite the response I'd hoped for.
Sorry, pal. I was trying to help you out. I should have kept my mouth shut. Yeah.
Just one mention of that, and Carrie now is nauseous.
Yeah,
and
I know. Yeah. Jeez.
Actually, the Braves won the pennant
in 1914.
Ooh.
Oh, no, Paul said 1911. You were very close, Paul. What made you say 1911?
Well, because there's all this talk about the last time the Red Sox won a pennant, and that was, what, 1918, right?
Yes.
And
the World Series.
I'm sorry, right, the World Series. And you would think that even though they were talking about the Red Sox, they would mention that the Braves had won it at some other point, or you know what I mean? There's never any mention of any world championship in Boston after 1918. So
good.
That's nice. That's very good reasoning. Excellent, excellent reasoning.
Well, I have a lot of free time on my hands.
All right, what we got to do is start getting some cars out there on the road during the night. It's destroyed more people than you, Paul. You're not the first to be absolutely climbing the walls, working that shift. We don't know.
Oh,
and you can tell because Hart keeps,
Jack.
Jack is his first name now?
Yes.
Since when?
I'm not sure when.
Jack, you can tell by the silly jokes that Jack Hart does that he's going crazy doing this shift.
Yes, it's a challenge. The challenge is to keep yourself awake.
Okay. Anyway, you win the game, Paul.
That's it.
Yeah, huh? Yeah. Whoa,
that's
wow.
The whole thing. Let's see. You got let's review the final score here. You won. You got 5 correct answers, or at least the closest. And Tony got 4. And the very lovely Carrie did remarkably well, coming up with 1. I'm trying to put a good face on this, Carrie. Actually, you stunk out loud. It was really pitiful, and I'm ashamed.
Oh.
I'm just saying.
Outside you.
I'm just saying that I was trying to be cute.
Oh.
Now, I don't know the...
Now he's got the index finger.
Yeah, I don't know the index finger and the cheek thing for dimples, so I just say outrageous things. I want to thank you all for playing the game with us. It certainly added a whole lot.
Sure.
To us.
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah. Yep.
And we'll talk to you soon. Paul, as a matter of fact, I'd say...
26 minutes or so.
Yeah, I'd clear my calendar if I were you. Be ready for that.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thanks, Paul.
Bye.
Okay. And Tony?
Yeah?
It was wonderful.
You know?
You want to talk so I can hang up on you? He doesn't want to talk. I'll hang up on him anyway. And Carrie, thanks very much.
Thank you. Before I go, can I say that my grandmother loved you?
Oh, Catherine, that's nice.
Catherine Di Loretto.
I'm sorry, what? Tell me her name again.
Catherine Di Loretto.
Oh, Catherine Di Loretto. I love you too, Catherine Di Loretto. Yes, I really do. All that candy and the flowers and everything, that was for me.
Did you ever go, to Logan Apartment Buildings? She said that you went there once.
Logan Apartment Buildings?
In Braintree?
Probably doing one of your shows.
Oh, was that the talk that I give on old time radio?
Yeah.
Well, she was there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I must have been there then if she was there and heard me.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, hold on just a minute. I think Tony wants to talk with you. He wants to do one more flirting bit before you go back to Indiana.
Okay, thanks for everything.
Hey, thank you very much, and good luck to you. I hope you have a great year out there.
Bye.
Take care. Okay, it's the time is now coming up to 18 minutes before 4 o'clock, and you're tuned to WBZ, and I'm really proud of you. Okay, we'll take some calls, too, at 254-1030. Our area code is the very lovely and exciting 617.
If you suffer from motion sickness caused by car, train, plane, or boat, listen. We just got back from this great vacation in Hawaii, and for the first time in my life, I didn't get airsick. You know what made the difference? Marazine.
It's time you discovered doctor-recommended Marazine. Marazine tablets take the sickness out of travel, help prevent that queasy, nauseous feeling, help treat the dizziness and sickness motion can cause.
My wife tried Marazine, too. She said she didn't get all of that marked drowsiness with Marazine that she used to get with Dramamine.
That's because Marazine contains a medically proven medication Dramamine doesn't have, an ingredient that won't cause all of the marked drowsiness Dramamine may cause.
Marazine tablets sure worked for us. I'd recommend Marazine to anyone who doesn't want to experience motion sickness.
Marazine tablets. Don't suffer needlessly. Get Marazine today. Marezine. Marazine tablets take the sickness out of travel. Use only as directed. Available at CVS stores.
Does your baby suffer from red, irritating diaper rash?
I have a 8-month-old granddaughter, and on a newborn child, the rash itches.
Now your baby can get relief from diaper rash with Baby Gold Bond medicated powder. Just listen to Barbara Lanier of Conley, Georgia.
Well, it keeps it dry, and it seems to be like a moisture barrier. And when you put on the Baby Gold Bond, well, then you don't feel that extreme heat like you do before you put it on them.
Baby Gold Bond medicated powder combines zinc oxide with the finest talcum powder to relieve baby's red, irritated skin. Baby Gold Bond also protects baby's sensitive skin against diaper rash, chafing, and minor skin irritations.
I've used nothing else on her and don't intend to use anything else on her except Baby Gold Bond.
For your baby's diaper rash, try Baby Gold Bond medicated powder. Use only as directed. Available at Osco Drug.
Okay, 254-1030, 617. Put those numbers together and they spell, I love you, Mommy. It's 254-1030, area code 617. Okay. The time is 16 minutes before 4 o'clock. Strangely enough, we have some open lines. I can't understand that. Okay, I forgot to do this earlier. But these are the 10 top movies of the weekend. A lot of people say, Norm, we love when you come on with the 10 top movies of the weekend. What are they this weekend? And keep up that swell feature. Tom Cruise in The Firm, again, number one at the box office. Tom Cruise in the Firm. I thought that was kind of a disappointing movie. Although it holds you. It holds you. But then not one of the all-time great movies. But that came out number one. The movie that's in second place this past weekend, I think, is one of the great all-time movies. Clint Eastwood's In the Line of Fire came in second place again this week. Then came Steven Spielberg's Jurassic Park in third place. You know, in just 6 weeks, I'm just so excited, I can hardly wait to tell you this. In just 6 weeks, the movie about dinosaurs ran amok already. Oh, I'm sorry. In just 6 weeks, the movie about dinosaurs run amok already is in. I'm going to take a remedial reading course. But then again, I hardly ever read on this program anyway, so what difference does it make? But that's the fourth highest grossing movie of all time. It's just ahead of The Romance of Steel Ingots, an industrial film. And we play the love theme from that quite often. Anyway, the new Disney film, Hocus Pocus, finished fourth in its debut weekend. That's the one with Bette Midler and a whole bunch of other folks. While the Whale Tale, Free Willy, opened in fifth place. Rounding out the top ten are Sleepless in Seattle, Rookie of the Year, Son-in-Law, would you hold your applause till I introduce the entire head table, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, and Dennis the Menace. Can you imagine Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs after all these years still among the top ten in grosses? And those were the ten top anyway, okay? Let's see what else I can tell you that's really swell. Well, remember yesterday, a fella called who had been at that concert down at North Kingstown, Rhode Island, Lollapalooza concert billed as a high-volume alternative rock extravaganza. Made a low-key debut at the Quonset State Airport with few arrests and injuries. Had that been in, what, Connecticut before? Or where was that? Oh, it played great once last year, but what, was a lot of problems or something, so they didn't bring it back again. Oh, so that's right. They changed locale, and they played this past Saturday at North Kingstown, Rhode Island, at the Quonset State Airport. Officials called a crowd of 28,000 to mellow, reported only a handful of arrests, drug overdoses, and slam dancing-related injuries. The fellow who called said, he sort of enjoyed it. I don't think he didn't seem to be too thrilled with it. It's been traveling around the country for 3 years, but the Saturday show was the only one scheduled in New England this year. Some fella from North Kingstown said, it's good to see it in South County. Nothing happens down here. There was one part of the story I thought was kind of interesting, the way people dressed to get into it. A lot of the concert goers had spiked hair, dyed hair, or no hair at all, and tattoos and earrings on all parts of their body. They quote this, Dawn Chapman of Hudson, New Hampshire, decided she would join the crowd and get a nose ring at the body jewelry tent, where ears were pierced for $7 each and noses were pierced for $10 each. The nose, is that where you have a little kind of little thing sticking out of the side of your nose, the little earring? I guess it's a nose ring, or I don't know what they call it. Those look kind of stupid to me. Is there a generation problem here? They look like they must be terribly uncomfortable having that thing stuck up your nose. And Chapman said, wiped away one tear. This is the woman who had the nose ring or something. She wiped away one tear after a Los Angeles man who called himself Carry On shot a small silver stud through her right nostril. And she said, it feels like something's up my nose. Is that how they do that? They pierce it by shoving something up your nose and making a hole there? Yeah, I suppose the same thing with making the holes for the earrings. I never understood people torturing themselves like that. Sticking holes in your ears and holes in your nose. Most of the vendors at Lollapalooza's travel across country paying a $6,000 entrance fee. Oh, that's the vendors and stuff. But anyway, it sounded like kind of wild. So the get-ups, the clothes are wild. And state police arrested three people on the way to the concert. And that's a minor point there. Just a handful of arrests when you consider the number of people who attended all of that. But that's kind of interesting. I guess I'm more intrigued by the piercing the nose and piercing the ears than anything. Let me talk to Frank in New Hampshire. He's a level-headed, decent kind of guy. He'll put some reason back into this foolish program. Won't you, Frank?
Good morning, Norman. How are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you. I'm a first-time caller, even though I called once before to play a game, which I won, but it sounds like torture to me, too, with all the holes in the nose and the ears, whatever.
I know, and I think the result, I can see earrings are kind of attractive to look at. I think they're kind of pretty. But
I think they are for certain people, yes.
Well, I guess I'm talking women primarily, but but men, or even women with the earring or whatever you call them in their noses, it doesn't really look, and the spiked hair, it doesn't look particularly attractive to me.
No, I don't think so either. The reason I called, Norm, and I know that you're a fan of big band music. I wasn't really a fan until last Friday night. My wife and I attended a play at Prescott Park in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. I don't know if you're aware of where that is.
Oh, yes, I am. Somebody called me yesterday about that.
Oh, the big broadcast?
Yeah, now tell me. Yeah, they said it was an old-time radio kind of recreation.
It was wonderful, Norman. It took place during World War II. And
Could you get just a little closer to the phone and talk just a little bit?
Sure, I can. How do you hear me now?
That's better.
Well, what happened is the time frame it takes place in, Norman, is from the start of World War II to the end of World War II. And it's actually done on a radio, like a radio broadcast with all the commercials. They have the Green Hornet, which they do a little skit on the Green Hornet. They have a band there, which is the trombones and the sax and all that. And actually a lot of singing and some dancing. And it was just a wonderful, wonderful show. And just listening to it, I told my wife afterwards, and she enjoyed it also, by the way.
Mm.
that we have to find some music like that that we can tape ourselves, because we just totally enjoyed it. And the show was done to perfection. I was just going to let you know that it's done. The show was Monday through Friday evening, I believe, every night at 8 o'clock.
And from what I understand, it continues through August, do you know?
Yes, sir. I think it's August 27th, I believe, is the last date.
Okay, that's Portsmouth. That's Prescott Park in Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
Yes, it's right across from Strawberry Bank.
Okay.
And, well, anyway, we got there. We brought a lady with us who was 86. She's a friend of the family, and she had quite a good time because of all the memories that she had, of course. And, you know, we brought our little chairs and sat out in the grass and had our picnic basket and the cooler, and what a wonderful evening it was. And,
that sounds great. Where in New Hampshire do you live?
I live in Windham, which is down by Nashua.
Oh, okay, so that's still quite a little ride for you over to Portsmouth.
It's about 60 miles, but yeah. We went one evening, but it got rained out, so we decided to go back again and see it, and I believe my wife wants to go back a third time and see it again because it was so enjoyable.
No kidding.
And there's so many things that you miss. What they do, they also have, like, they'll have a news broadcast, and everything will stop, like, it will freeze. Everybody will freeze right where they are, and you'll have a news broadcast, like, the president at the time, Roosevelt, came over, and he said, talking about Pearl Harbor, and they show pictures up there also. And if any of your listeners want to see a good show and it's free, all they ask for is a donation if you feel like giving that.
No kidding, it's free?
Yes, sir,
well,
it is.
Well, you don't run into that very often these days.
No, you sure don't. They ask for a $3 donation, but that's well worth it.
Oh, I would think so, yeah.
And they give you a nice little brochure that tells you all about the shows that they're having upcoming, and also, you know, all the songs that they do in this show, and they do, I think, 20 different songs. And they start the show with I'll Be Seeing You. I know you remember that song.
Oh, sure I do. Yeah, very sad World War II song.
Yeah, well, anyway, I just want to let you know that I know that you come up to this area quite a big one up in Maine.
And, yeah, and also I have one of my daughters lives in Portsmouth and works up there.
Yeah,
so I'll have to.
She
works for the Portsmouth Herald, yes.
Yeah, I remember you saying that one night on the radio, sure.
Yeah, so maybe I can round her up and have her take me to Portsmouth to Prescott Park one night before the show closes, because it's only open for another 4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah, about another 4 weeks, and it's a good time. And the show lasts for approximately 2 hours, so it starts at 8 and ends at 10:30.
I really appreciate you mentioning it. Somebody did call the other night and talked about it, although they had not seen it.
Uh-huh.
So we never got the review kind of that you just gave us. So I appreciate
that. For somebody that doesn't like big band music like myself at the time and now totally enjoys it because of seeing this show, for people who are not aware of you know, big band music and how good it actually is and how much you enjoy it yourself, I think it's worth their time.
I that sounds good. Could you just, before you go, do you recall some of the other songs you mentioned, I'll Be Seeing You? Do you recall some of the other things they sang and played?
Oh, I'm trying to think. The what's that? Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy Company, whatever it was.
Oh, the one that Midler did that the Andrew Sisters have recorded originally.
I can't remember. I have the brochure at home. I'm at work right now, so I don't have it with me. What I could do, maybe I could bring it to work tomorrow evening and call Tony and just give him a list of the songs.
Okay. I'll be here tomorrow all through the night also.
Oh, you will. Great.
So if you get on the air, you can come back on the air and talk with me about that.
Okay. I'll have the book with me, and I'll probably call if I can, probably about the same time.
Okay. Whenever you can.
Okay, Norman.
Thanks a lot, Frank. I appreciate the information.
You're welcome.
Take care. Bye bye. Okay. Yeah. Somebody else had called last week and had mentioned that show up at Prescott Park, celebrating. Radio during World War II. Let me do the. We have some open lines again now. 254-1030, area code 617. The extended WBZ AccuWeather forecast for meteorologist Alex Sosnowski: partly cloudy the rest of the night with lows 58 to 62. During the day today, Monday, partly cloudy, highs 76 to 86. Monday night, a chance of a shower or thunderstorm, lows 66. Tuesday, warm and humid, a chance of a thunderstorm, highs 84 to 88. And on Wednesday, sunny, less humid, highs 80 to 84. It is 65 degrees in Boston at this very, very moment. Bob is off this week, and so we'll be around right throughout the week. And whenever you can join us, that would be nice. Tony Nesbitt is our producer, and our phone number is 617-254-1030. Some bicyclists have been up through Vermont this past weekend to promote something that sounds like a real good deal. The idea of a continuous bicycle path, not just in Vermont, but from Florida to eastern Canada. Organizers envision a greenway stretching up the East Coast, linked along old railroad rights-of-way, riverbeds, and existing bicycle and recreation paths. The greenway would be similar in concept to the Appalachian Trail hiking path. And, of course, that goes from Maine all the way down to Georgia. This one they're talking about would go from eastern Canada all the way down to Florida. And I guess they have mapped it out pretty well. And they toured through Vermont. I guess they were there Sunday, and they plan to be there again on this coming day, on Monday. A part of a 500-mile trek from Hartford, Connecticut to Montreal to raise awareness of the project. According to Representative Karen Kitzmiller of Montpelier, who's a member of the Vermont State Legislature, 26 Vermont communities have been awarded federal money to pay for 80% of paths of their own. And it's expected that there'll be federal money for bicycle transportation planning in 1994. But she thought that maybe they doubted that there would be money to build more paths. But anyway, this is obviously still in the very early stages. It'd be nice to see something like this come to pass.
Ann Pugsley of Middlesex, New York. When's the last time you tried Ovaltine?
We have at least a glass in the morning, and occasionally there's an after-school glass for my son. In fact, it's probably more than occasionally.
Classic Ovaltine not only tastes good, it contains 10 essential vitamins and minerals, nutrients you won't find in Nestle's Quick or Hershey's.
Ovaltine is probably my favorite product. When I was a kid, I loved it. I remember having it before I went to school. Occasionally hot, but mostly it's always been cold.
Just two glasses of classic Ovaltine and milk provide almost 100% of the recommended daily allowance of B-complex vitamins A, C, and D, plus other important nutrients the body needs.
It has a marvelous taste. I've always pushed it because it does offer the vitamins. Ovaltine is something to make memories with, too.
Classic Ovaltine. Tastes great, and it's great for you. Available at Osco Drug.
Coming up to news time, 4 o'clock.
Follow the news as it changes over the course of the day. Check in often for news all day, starting at 5 a.m. Only on News Radio 1030 WBZ Boston.
Hi, Michael Bissonette, founder of Voice Power Technology. You've probably heard my commercials by now about our new VCR voice programmer, but here's some news you haven't heard. Our voice programmer has three major breakthroughs to simplify your life. First, it allows you to program your VCR by voice. Want to record a movie Sunday 9 p.m.? Just say, record, channel 2, Sunday 9 p.m. to 11 p.m., and that's it. Programming your VCR is just that simple. Second, it acts as a universal remote control. This means it can operate most any TV, VCR, and cable box. You no longer need your three separate remote controls cluttering up the table. This one voice remote will now control all your equipment. But wait till you hear this. Our voice remote even allows you to zap past commercials from your tape programs. All you do is say zap it and no more commercials.
Another one in the books. Hope to have you back next week for something swell. Four words before we go. Like, subscribe, share, Patreon. Closing the vault and leaving this world a little sillier than we found it. For the Boston, Milwaukee, and Atlanta Braves. Ann Pugsley, Catherine DiLoretto, Barbara Lanier, Marazine, Baby Goldbond, and Ovaltine. March of Times Films, The Bowery Boys, Itchy Thighs, Lollapalooza, Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, The Teen Commandments, Michael Bissonette, The Big Broadcast and Old Time Radio, Alex Sesnowski, Paul Brennan, and the man with the belly button full of gold bond, Norm Nathan. I'm Tony Nesbitt.